Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and good evening on this wonderful Friday. You're listening to The Angel Connection with CJ Martis. I'm so happy, so thrilled to be able to come to you this evening with information about our wonderful angels that assist us. And there's certainly so many things going on in the world today where we can feel isolated, we can feel alone, we can feel as if no one's really got our back. And I have been so blessed in my life to know that I'm not alone, and to know that there are these angels that are here and present and with us every day of our lives. And so I am just excited because on my debut show, because I work with so many people, I get to hear your wonderful stories. I get to hear about your personal triumphs and sometimes your tragedies. And it really touches me deeply, the work that I do with people when I'm working with the angels, working with others. But because a lot of people don't get to actually hear my story, hear how I came to be, I guess, here, so you can listen to me on Fridays. I wanted to tell people about my own profound experience with angelic beings and why I so profoundly believe that they're here, and that anyone, you know, not just someone like myself, you know, anyone can take advantage of that beautiful divine presence that the angels give us. And they're also kind of comical. Most people don't know that angels are quite humorous and like to have a good time and dance and sing and all of that. So people who are listening out there, I give a shout out to all my friends, clients, and new people too. They know that I have a great sense of humor, and I kind of owe that probably a little bit to the angels in my life. So, and I think it's good to have a sense of humor in life as well. So I'm looking forward to just having an opportunity to cover all things angelic in the show. And I just look forward to that experience and being able to really share deeply about this particular subject, since I feel very, very much gratitude for being able to have those experiences in my life. And I hope that you'll be blessed as well as we go through the process on these Friday evenings. So the show's going to cover all kinds of things angelic. And I think that, you know, from the time that I was a little girl, you know, I saw life very differently from a lot of people. And I kind of thought maybe even at the beginning that the world was a little bit of a crazy place to get slammed into all of a sudden, you know. But I really felt like from the time that I was very small, and I'm sure there's people out there that can kind of relate to this. You know, I was raised Roman Catholic, so I went to Catholic school all the way through school. And, you know, I used to even, kind of a funny story, I used to actually not want to be in school so much and listening to the nuns and priests. I actually really wanted to just sit in the church and talk to God and stuff. So there are many experiences of getting in trouble with my teachers, because they'd be looking for me, and here I would be sitting in the front pew of the church. But to me, that church was like, I don't know, as a child, my connection to Source, connection to God, to the angels, and I felt much more comfortable, I guess, by myself, and sitting there and just simply listening. And isn't that true in life, that we get going so fast, and we have so much on our plate, and sometimes just that opportunity to be still is so important. And I think that's, you know, sometimes the things that kind of, because we are moving so quickly, you know, and maybe I understood that as a child, that you have to be quiet, even though you all laugh, and it's probably good I'm doing a radio show because my nickname was Gabby when I was little. But yes, I could be quiet too, and so I would often get in trouble because I would kind of deviate from what everybody was expecting me to do just to get more of that, you know, connection, because to me, like I said, the world was kind of crazy. So, and I saw lots of things when I was a child too. You know, loved ones who had passed on would ultimately come to me. So I had a lot of experiences with people like that. which was a little freaky. I was kind of young, and of course I'm running around to my family going, I saw Grandpa last night, and Grandpa says this, this, and this. And so I would deliver those messages to those people. And actually, a few of the, you know, adults in my life would scratch their head. But fortunately, I did have a family. And I think that when we try to talk about spiritual things beyond the norm of established religions, I think that there, you know, we feel a stigma sometimes that people are going to think we're nuts or crazy. And but I was lucky. I had a wonderful aunt. Her name is Sheila. She's listening. I love you very much. You know, who didn't look at me like cross-eyed, and that I was some kind of, you know, freak of nature. And so there were people like her, especially, who helped to validate me. And so I feel very very lucky, you know, that I had that experience. So, you know, so I had these spiritual gifts growing up. And you know, like a lot of people, you hit your teenage years, things were going on in my family, and I actually got to where I really rejected my own gifts for a while. I was kind of angry at the world, angry at people. And so I went through a number of experiences, not to get into all the things that I've been through in my life, because they all make me who I am. But there was a particular part of my life where the angels really saved me. And they saved me for myself, too. I had been through a very nasty divorce, and I was very lucky to meet my life partner, David, and so things were really going good in my life, and I had two young daughters at that time, and so all of a sudden, everything's actually kind of going my way, right? And we love those flowy moments where everything's kind of clicking into place, but what happened for me was that I actually got to where I was feeling worse every day, not better. And so here I have this man who really loves me, and I have all these wonderful things supporting me in my life. And I was depressed and down. And then I got angry at myself. And so I just went through this period of time where I was so consumed by the sadness in my life. And then, of course, like we all do, we judge ourselves, right? So I'm like, you know, kick it into gear, CJ. You got things going for you. You can't just, you know, flop down on your bed and eat, you know, dark chocolate. That's my favorite, by the way. And so, you know, you can't just, you see, telling yourself these things. And the reason I want to emphasize that is that I know that when everyone is going through their life, we have this real tendency to just sort of throw ourselves out like the baby with the bathwater, right? You know, it's like we're going to throw ourselves under the bus. And I think that's probably because, you know, when we've had traumatic experiences, certainly, you know, we figure we better throw ourselves under the bus before somebody else does. It's kind of convoluted, you know. But here I was with everything going my way. I was like 28 years old, and I got a good job. I mean, everything's going great. And I got progressively worse, because I think I just kept fighting myself. I kept telling myself I couldn't feel this way. And, you know, one of the things that the angels have taught me is, you know, it's kind of futile to fight our emotions, because there's simply something that's trying to express itself. But, you know, I learned that later. I didn't know that at the time. And so here I am fighting myself. And it got, honestly, so bad. It got so bad that I literally went to bed for like a whole month. I never got out of bed, couldn't get out of bed. And I'm feeling even worse about that, you know, because I've got two young daughters and this husband who's probably going to leave me any time now because his wife's just a lump in a bed. And so I struggled with that for quite a while. And one day, God bless angels, one day, I'm going through this whole process again where I'm kicking myself all day long, and I was sitting in a chair and in my room, and I was thinking about it. I was like, you know, this really sucks, right? it sucks to feel like you're just so consumed you can't do anything, and I'm feeling sorry for myself. And I'm sitting there and I go, you know, I am just so tired of hurting, and I even said it out loud, I don't want to hurt anymore. And then there's this stillness comes over the room. And it's a little difficult to describe, but it's almost like you get getting put in a vacuum or something. It's so still. And I hear this voice very, very clearly. And I didn't say it before, but, you know, I didn't always, I may have picked up on things or even dead people come visit me, but I wouldn't necessarily audibly hear, you know, what is going on. And so, but an audible voice was there and it said, you're not hurting, you're healing. Well, first of all, I was taken a little aback by the fact that there was nobody physically in the room, and here this, somebody told me this, you know, and so I sat there for a little bit, and I said, well, okay. And this funny thing kind of happened, changing this single word, and I tell part of this story a lot because it kind of illustrates where it's our thinking that gets in the way or how we're labeling things that get in the way. So I did sit there for a moment. I said, well, okay, so if I'm not hurting, I'm healing. Okay, I get that. Cool. But I just sat there for a minute just trying to contemplate why that would make a difference. Why would that make a difference? Hurting, healing. And so I'm sitting there, and then something in me just changed, just one word. And when I thought of healing, that meant it was a process to me. It had a beginning, a middle, an end. It's something I can get through, versus hurting is just suffering, right? So here I was just suffering and suffering. And it never occurred to me that maybe I was trying to heal all of the other stuff that had happened in my life. And so I said, okay, fine. Well, if I'm healing, okay, I can buy that. And then I can't do it alone. I can't do it alone. And I literally, I don't know why in that moment, but I raised my arms up to the ceiling above me. And I said, I can't do it alone. And boy, did I have no idea what was about to happen, okay? Because when I said I can't do it alone, it was literally like, I think I was talking about, you know, when you only spend time at a summer house or something and you've covered all of the furniture with blanket, you know, sheets and things like that. It was suddenly like these veils just went whoosh, you know, and come up. And I look around me and all around me are, I didn't know there was 13 at the time because it was pretty crowded, right? But there were 13 angels around me. Talk about a mind blower, right? I was astounded. And they began to say to me, hey, we've been here trying to help you heal. And I'm like, really? And they're like, yeah. So if you want to heal, we're right here, and we're going to help you do that. And it was the most amazing self-realization in me, and literally that day being surrounded by the most beautiful things I had ever seen. I couldn't even remotely see myself at that point as being something that beautiful and amazing. But I figured if they were hanging out with me, then I must be worth it, right? So I went through and was able to absolutely heal my life. And my life has just never been the same. And so when I decided to do this show, I was like, there is so much going on right now that people need to hear about the fact that the angels are here. And even if you can't see them, you may already be surrounded, right? And so I didn't mention at the beginning of the show, but I will be taking callers and as much as I can, first come, first serve. And so it looks like that we have a caller here to do a short angel reading. And so I would like to welcome them to the Angel Connection.
Hello, this is Judy.
Hi, Judy. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm so glad you're doing this show. There's so many people that need to know that they are around us all the time. I'm so excited.
Oh, I am too. Like I said, angels are get me really going, don't they?
Yes. I guess I would just like an angel reading, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay. Well, what I see a lot of things around you, and you really have a wonderful, wonderful team around you. tells me that you're really expanding and you're learning and growing and really kind of coming into your power this year. Okay. You just got to hang in there. Like my story, you know, you got to hang in there because it's a process and you just have to just take care of yourself and keep going. You're particularly aligned with Archangel Michael.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And I see another angel around you, which I call more like a guardian angel. And in this show, we'll get into talking about different kinds of angels, certainly. And so those guardian angels are always with us. But you have Archangel Michael, and then there's another angel, and she calls herself Rachel.
Okay.
And Rachel is the one, actually, I think that you can communicate. You're able to really call upon Michael when you need that strength, because he's a very powerful archangel energy.
Mm-hmm.
But Rachel is kind of a recent angels, actually, and we'll talk about this in the show, too. You know, angels have very vibrational names, but they often call themselves by names that we would recognize as more human names. So.
Okay.
But I would encourage you in meditation or prayer or all of that to really ask for Rachel's help. I think you'll really feel that energy coming to you, because sometimes we just have to ask for help like I did.
Yes, I'm having some issues and I do need some help, because I'm caring for my dad. He's in hospice, and I've left my whole entire life and come down to West Virginia, which there's nothing around, and it's just such a huge change, and it gets frustrating, and it gets tense, it's just a lot of things, and I'm just like, okay, I really do feel like I'm alone. I know I'm not, but I really do feel like I'm alone a lot of the times. Ugh.
Well, and Judy, I have so much love and compassion for what you must be going through. I mean, that is a very difficult situation. And I'm glad you called, because I think you needed to know what to call your angel so that you can get some help with that situation.
That would be wonderful. I will definitely call her tonight.
Call her up.
Time.
Awesome. Wonderful.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to speak to you, and thanks for listening tonight.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me on Facebook. I would have never known it was here.
Isn't that a wonderful thing, medium, to
yes, it is.
Get that word out?
Thank you so much, CJ.
Thank you. Much love.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and it looks like we have another caller. Wonderful. Welcome to the Angel Connection.
Hello?
Hello.
I didn't know if you were talking to me or talking to someone else. Yes, this is
all about you, baby.
Oh, great. That's what I like to hear. Yeah. This is Cece from Maryland. Yeah,
hello, Cece.
Hello. You know, I had an angelic connection once. I didn't see them, but I felt them definitely. And I didn't know if you, well, I would like to have an angel reading. I didn't know if you wanted me to tell the story first or tell it afterward.
Well, if you want to share that, certainly. Or, you know, we've got a little bit of time here, so we have to kind of keep it a little brief, but if you wanted to share that.
Okay. Well, I was reading a book about angels, and it never occurred to me that this would happen, but you know, I read the book, and then I think there were exercises in the back, you know, of the book where, you know, I did a little bit of writing, and I didn't think really too much about it. You know, I put the book away, and I went to bed, and I was lying there. I was actually sleeping on my stomach, you know, and I felt this vibration. It was a vibration, like, right above me. And I knew right away that it had to be them, you know, because I just got the connection right away. I had been reading the book about angels. This had never happened to me before, but it startled me. It really did. And as soon as it startled me, it sort of like went away. And I thought, oh, no, I scared them away. And so I went back to sleep, and I sort of said to myself, I'm not going to do that the next time it happens. Well, it did the same thing again after I had gone back to sleep. I was not as, I guess, a little startled, but not nearly as startled. So, you know, it lasted for a little while. But it was actually I don't know if anyone has ever said this, but it was a vibration, like, right above, you know, my back. And I don't know what else could have caused it other than it was...
You know, absolutely, Cece, you know, when sometimes our bodies will definitely respond to that energy. When I get angels nearby, I get goosebumps up my arms, but somebody might feel it in the back of their head or the top or even in the middle of their back, kind of like where you think the angel wings would be. And I understand we have quite a few callers calling in, which is fantastic. So I love your story, but I'm going to go ahead and jump into your reading real quick, if that's okay, because we have a limited time this evening.
Sure.
You know, Cece, you've really been blessed your whole life. I can see that in many ways. Doesn't mean it's been an easy life for you, but you really, you know, it's kind of like always kind of landing on your feet like a cat, you know, and it's because you have actually two very strong angels that are with you. And these angels really help to keep you balanced. And one has much more of a feminine or lighter energy, and the other one's kind of more of a grounding energy. And the reason you need this is that you were going to have in your life something that could kind of keep you really kind of balanced or anchored, I guess is the best word. The more masculine energy calls himself Michael, not to be confused with Archangel Michael, but that's a very powerful vibration. And
they
then,
call on Michael all the time.
Well, you may actually be talking to both. And then the other angel is like Ariana, kind of a very beautiful kind of name. But you have those two, and you can definitely work with them.
Oh, I see. So I just have the two angels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and and I don't have as much time here to educate about that, but, you know, we will have angels that will be with us our whole life, but certainly all the other angels can come in whenever we need them. So.
Oh, no, that's okay. They're my guardian angels. So.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, now I'll know what to call them, at least.
Michael's energy is predominantly on your left, and Ariana's is on the right, in case you get any kind of vibration from that in the future. So,
okay.
But I'm going to need to get to another caller. Thank you so much. I'm excited. We have so many callers. Just a short show.
This is your first
thank
show.
You.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And we're ready for another caller.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the Angel
Lisa.
Connection with CJ. Yes.
You can hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. I would like to have an angel reading, CJ.
And what's your name, hon?
My name's Lisa. We chat on Facebook off and on.
Hi, Lisa. Yes.
I'm kind of shy. I've really opened up this year quite a bit. You've done some readings with me, particularly with an incident I had with a white cockatoo. We've chatted back and forth, and I'm just really blessed to have you in my life right now. And I'm just really opening up, and I just really excited to be on your talk show.
Well, thank you so much for calling, and I'm delighted to work with you, and you have been opening up, and I'm excited about this for you because things are going to keep getting more and more demonstrated in your life, you know, the things that you see or the things that you can perceive kind of beyond what we normally think is the natural world, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have, I think everyone has a guardian angel, but you have a guardian angel, and a lot of times they are not much involved in that process of learning. But you have this other angel that I want to talk about, and she is enormous, enormous. And she is holding this space for you to get out of the confines of limitations, things that you've been in. And so when she came in is when this whole process started for you.
Okay.
And she said that you can call her whatever you want.
Oh, okay.
So whatever. And what I would do on that, is sit and spend a little time and just kind of reach out to her, feel that, and I bet you'll get a name. Because when I don't get a name, it's because they would like to open up that communication with you.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
About this show.
It's going to be fun every week, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is, BJ.
Awesome.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And then I think we have time for at least one more caller, and I'm very sorry if we don't get to everybody this evening. But we'll be back next week, so you're on the air with the Angel Connection and CJ. Hello?
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 Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine, darling.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yes. Do you want my name? It's Darlene.
Yeah, what's your name?
Darlene.
Darlene?
Right, from Florida.
From Florida. You probably have warmer weather than we do in the Midwest, that's for sure. I am so happy that you called. You have one of the just beautiful, very light energy around you. I bet you are so just a joy to be around. And you have this light in you that people just kind of gravitate toward, you know, or just tell you kind of their life story, or you just have this very safe, you know, when people are down and out and, you know, you just when you want to go curl up with somebody, that you're kind of the person they choose because you have a lot of that very, what I call high frequency angel stuff going on yourself. So you're a lot like an angel yourself. So I'm happy to meet you. You do have you do have a guardian angel with you. Been there since you were little, very active guardian angel, actually. Where you just kind of always know you're not alone.
And what is his name? I think it's a couple of times. Isn't that terrible? I don't know if it's the same one. Do you just have one guardian angel?
People have lots of angels. What I would call a guardian angel is typically an angel that kind of comes in when we're born.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said a guardian angel to me is one of those angels that comes in while we're, you know, when we're born, that is going to, is kind of assigned to us. And then we can have other angels, too, that work with us more directly, you know, rather than sort of being our guardian, right? So, but I do see you have a guardian angel, actually, that is pretty powerful around you and does help you to open up and open up energies and things like that. But again, you're really the angel in your life, girl. You need to realize that.
Okay.
Because you don't give yourself enough credit.
Thank you. So what about the guides? That's what I was talking about. Can you see guides also, other than the angels?
I can. Yeah, I do distinguish between a type of guide and an angel. I do see one, actually a family member that has passed on before, a lady who's with you.
Okay, I was told that before. So it's a grandmother, but I don't know which side. If it's my mother's or my father's side.
This is definitely mother's side.
Oh, okay. So my mother's mother or my mother's mother's mother?
Your mother's mother.
Oh, really? That's so
yes.
Cool. Oh. That's great.
Okay. Well, it was so nice to talk to you this evening. Thank you so much for listening to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Have a good night. Well, everyone, I can't believe that we are already almost done with the show. This went by so fast. I guess what I want to, it was a lot of fun doing the readings and telling my story. I guess what I really would like to leave everyone with this evening is to talk about the next show, certainly. I'm going to have a lady on that wants to share with share her story, because I'm going to bring on professional people involved with angels and also other people, just ordinary folks, because I love to hear about the stories. So if you want to reach out to me on my website, cjmartis.com, or on Facebook, as you heard some people say, I'd love to hear those stories and maybe even coax you some Friday to come spend some time with me. I love absolutely the fact that we're all doing this together. I hope everyone has a blessed week, and never forget that you're not alone, and you've got the angels there, and all you got to do is reach out and just ask for that help and have faith that they're there, because I never would have thought they were there till they all just showed up one day in my room. And you never know, you might have an experience like that, and maybe you'll come on my show sometime and be able to share that with me. Take care. Many blessings to all of you, and thanks for listening.